There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And my stepmom's best friend was a principal for a public school in the Valley. Mm-hmm. And they sat me down, and they were like, look, you're about to go to – this is when I was figuring out what school I was going to – oh, no, I think I was leaving Crespi, yeah. And I was going to the public school system. She was like, all right, let me talk to you.
Yeah.
They're going to ask you where you're from.
Yeah.
What are you going to say? I'm from Brooklyn. No, you're not. You're going to say you're from nowhere. And I'm like, that makes no sense. I'm like, but I'm from. She's like, it doesn't have to make sense to you.
It means something else.
But just know, anywhere you say you're from New York, you wear a New York hat, you going to, you're in a Mexican world right here. That NY shit is going to turn up for and this and that. She's telling me, yeah. She's bringing it all down. And I didn't really understand it until I got to school and they was beating every black kid up. That was during the riots and stuff like that. They had the Mexican, they was just beating.
Every single DeMille.
Yeah. But for us, it was. When I transferred to Van Ness my senior year, you know, that's all MS-13. That's everything.
Yeah.
And they all had their different gangs, but when it came to us, they come together. Mm-hmm. And they're going to wash you up. So the only thing that saved me was me playing sports and my coach being the dean. But, of course, they love their athlete.
Yeah.
So I got saved in a way like that. But when it comes to that territorial, I knew nothing about it. But once I got here, it's natural. We know our habitat. We know our surrounding. So as soon as we get into that mode, like you said, we real fast. So I'm looking at everything.
Yeah.
Who, where I'm going, who's this, what's that mean? I want to know it all just so I don't get caught on the wrong side. I gotta be three steps ahead because I don't know what y'all know and I don't know where I'm at.
Right.
So my whole, even me living in the Valley, I thought I lived in LA. I'm like, and then once I got older, people like you, I was like, you right. That's not
LA.
But I also had some family in the jungles.
Yeah.
I also, my stepmom was born and raised there, so she lived in, like I said, she was on Arlington. Before that, she was deeper. Like, so I had, her family was in Inglewood. I had to go there for, when I used to come for like Christmas sometimes, or when I lived here 15, I would always go there to see them. So it's like, now I know this world. But hearing you say it, and especially, I know you listening to it, yeah, you've been there, but as a kid, I really saw exactly what he was talking about. Like, I envisioned what he was walking in the bus. I'm like, God.
1, 2, 1, 2. Check it out.
Yo, get live. Nobody fly it and fly ride. Couple guys from the city, and you know Mac Wiles, we own. Life of the party, my boy home. That's Mouse Jones.
It's the guys next door.
Check it out, yo.
All for you to enjoy. It's the guys next door.
Check it out, yo.
All for you to enjoy.
Well, let me interject for a second, too. It's funny you said that about the schools, because LA Unified School District, my description of it is that shit's a launch pad to the LA County Jail.
Absolutely.
Bro. It's the exact
prison pool pipeline.
It's the exact same thing. System.
All
bro.
The LA dudes used to come go to school with me at Birmingham. Yeah. They used to be in our school in Birmingham. We used to have in our courtyard where everybody go to lunch and shit. We call it the corner. We call it the hood on this side because this teacher had a store in her classroom. So on a nutrition, whatever you had, I'm talking about she's selling Skittles, chicken nuggets, ramen noodles, everything. But to get there, you had to go past the Crips. You had to go past the Bloods. and then there was the Mexican gang over here. So that's why we called it the Projects. You go there, then in the middle, we call it the Valley. It was like the pretty little girl, and then you go further over there, that's where all the white kids be in the grass. You call that Beverly Hills. This is all in one school.
Yeah, yeah, no, for sure.
Like, it was, I saw so much more. I'm not going to say I saw more in LA than I did in New York, but I really did. Because I knew it was in New York. I knew that it was based off of getting money. Mm-hmm. It was based off of, I'm going to get bread, I'm going to do this. There was no real color. Yeah, there was gangs, but it really wasn't. I could still wear certain things, and I'm not, I could have on red shoes in Brooklyn. Yeah. Nobody going, unless it's something. It's like, come on, bro. Yeah, like, what are we doing?
Blink about this.
Blink. But when I got to LA, it was like, clothes, we won't be doing this. Yeah. The first day of the first week of school, I had a red academics hoodie. It was red with a little blue stripe. Boom, I'm cool. We was shooting dice. Raid. A narc caught us, put us under a camera that was working. I've never seen nothing like this at a school. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on? The cops coming this way. Six cops. Everybody runs. Me, being a guy I am, I'm not running. I'm a walk.
Yeah.
So all the cops ran right past me.
Yeah, they went to the niggas that's running.
Got everybody. Got every locked. I'm talking about everybody got locked up but me. Mine's just my first week. So now niggas looking at me weird. Like, how come you the only nigga? You from,
right, and you from New York.
And I'm from New York. You came over here. The narc came to talk to us. We all moved over there. I'm like, nah. So they obviously knew that I wasn't truth. I didn't get caught. I never wore that hoodie again. They have a jail cell.
In the school.
It, campus. Yeah.
It looks like a class.
Yeah.
So you walk past it like it's a class. The door opens up. There's a full cell. Cells that they put people in, truancies, whatever. And that's when I knew. I said, oh, this is way different than what I'm used to.
Nah, that shit, wild, bro. My first day in public school, I went to private school. First day in public school, well, not my first day, I'm sorry, my first week. I had a homie I played football with. That's the only nigga I knew at school. At nutrition time, nigga, they had the
what's
fire.
Nutrition? Lunch?
Like, nah, it's before the lunch. Little break before lunch. Before,
you got like your so first you go two
to,
periods?
Yeah, then
two,
you
right?
go to nutrition around 10.
Okay.
Then you go to
it's like,
other
and,
two
and nutrition only like 30 minutes,
yeah,
something
that's
quick.
Like, shorter than that, like 15,
yeah,
15 minutes.
Okay. I never heard that before. Okay.
So
it's fire. I'll tell you that. It was that little break you needed.
Yep. But I give the home. Nigga, I used to get the chocolate chip cookie and the Tampico orange juice. Nigga, fire.
Nigga, sell that all day.
Nigga, I get a homie the dollar to get my shit. And come back, nigga, empty hand. I'm like, bro, where is the shit? Nigga, like, man, this nigga named Edward took it. I'm like, nigga, who the fuck is Edward?
Right.
Nigga, we go over there. I see who Edward is. Edward, nigga, aggressive. Nigga, like, nigga, and yeah, I took the shit, nigga. I'm like, bro, I'm going to ask you one more time. Because, mind you, I'm a private school kid, but I grew up in the hood, though.
Right, right.
Between the East Side and Crenshaw and Manchester. All I did was fight.
Yeah.
Man, asked him for my shit one more time, whooped Edward. This the first fight of the school year.
Whooped him one more time?
Whooped Edward. Say school started Tuesday, nigga, this Thursday. So, nigga, we, but I learned something too, nigga. Edward embarrassed the shit out of me, nigga. So, the dean is walking us both to the office. He got me on the left, in the left arm, him in the right. Another teacher stops this nigga to say something to him. He stops. He not paying attention. Nigga, Edward, reach across. Boom. Nigga, sock the shit out of me. Nigga, the whole school watching because we just rumbled. So everybody watching us walk to the office. Nigga, he socked the shit out of me. Everybody like, Oh, nigga, I was hot. And now the dean, he
nah,
got
he really got
up.
Yeah.
I can't even do nothing. So you type of nigga I am, bro. I'm like, all right, bitch. Like, I wanted to kill that nigga, bro. So nigga, we sitting in the dean's office, nigga, for like 2 hours. And I'm just hot, nigga. Niggas thinking shit died down. Nigga, as soon as I got an opportunity, nigga, I whooped that nigga in the dean's office, nigga. Like, man, you got to be fucked up, nigga.
I want to talk to you about that. We talk about, specifically in the black community, gang culture, street culture, whatever you call it. We talk about the mandate and the use of violence, but we never talk about the repercussions and kind of like the mentality it builds. What was that like, being so enthralled in it? How big a role did violence play?
Oh, yeah, you wasn't shit without violence. Like, it wasn't no respect. But that's the part that tricks you, because everybody ain't built for violence.
Mm.
The real makeup of a gang or neighborhood has to have everything. Everybody can't be a shooter.
Right.
Everybody
right.
can't be a tough nigga.
Yeah.
You gotta have the niggas that fix the cars. You gotta have the homie that could cook. One homie got all the bitches.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga fly. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga can fight. This nigga play football, basketball. This nigga could rap. This nigga make beats. Like, all of this shit makes up the neighborhood. But we're always taught, nah, you gotta be the soldier. You gotta be tough. And what happens is you got niggas out there playing that role that ain't that. So now you put a gun in a nigga hand that ain't with that shit. Or not even that. You taking a nigga with you that's not with that shit. He not going to jail. So
you already know what you're putting yourself into.
You just signed yourself up.
Yeah, if he get
jammed up,
he's sending you.
Nigga, everybody going.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or a nigga he don't like that much because you socked him out a couple times.
Scared of.
Yeah, you out of here. So the quicker I learned that, okay. But I remember clowning niggas, bro. And these are niggas that, one of the homies, I apologized to him, bro. Like, we went on, you know, went on one. Nigga, he came back, clip full. And nigga, we was on him. Like, oh, nigga, you a bitch, but he was smart, bro.
Right.
He wasn't smart enough to say, I'm not going.
Right. But he was smart enough not to.
But he didn't do that shit.
He found his barrier. He found his boundary.
Yeah, man. And, this a nigga that, before that, nigga, I'm like, this nigga a gangster, but he just used to fight. And he ended up getting into boxing. He right now, like, fuck with Jake Paul and them and shit. Okay.
He figured his lane out.
Yeah.
That's just not. And he don't have a problem with the violence. He was like, but there's a certain thing that I'm not trying to do. Yeah. I know these hands can take me. And can I go to jail for these? Yes.
Yeah.
But the chances of you going to jail with these, it ain't that. Yeah.
And, you know, you start to, like me, all of my choices were my choices. I stayed away from them big homies that's like, nah, nigga, y'all go do this. Like, nigga, you do it. What the fuck is you talking about? And that caused me a lot of problems sometimes. Cause
right.
Niggas, like, I done had a nigga that, because I'm a little tiptoe from my hood.
Mm.
My big homie, I remember one time, bro, because I stopped fucking with him. Because I'm like, nigga, when I got in serious trouble for the first time and I had to do some time, I'm like, damn, these niggas really don't fuck with me. So I ain't gonna lie and say I got scared straight, but I didn't do the exact same shit because I'm like, niggas forgot about it. Wasn't no Instagram where it's a hashtag free tip. Like, yeah. Nigga.
It's letters, niggas pictures, had to come see you, all that real shit.
Wasn't doing none of that.
Niggas fell off quick because they thought I had more time than what I had. So that changed how I viewed the hood. So cool. So I didn't fuck with my big homie that much. And I remember one night, bro. Like, now, I'm getting money, nigga. This is like 06, nigga. I'm about 24. I remember I'm at the Grand Lux Cafe at the Beverly Center.
Okay.
On Friday night, bro.
I'll tell you, that was the spot.
And this nigga older than me.
He was doing his thing.
That was my spot, bro. Yeah. Birthday dinner.
It's not over there no more, right?
I know about Grand Lux.
Yardbird.
I know about Grand Lux. It was in the same spot.
Yeah.
Because my girl, at the time I was in high school, she loved it. Like, I never used to take her there, but she used to go with her moms and shit like that. I used to be like,
man, I got a picture of me and Butter and that motherfucker, bro. Like, nigga, I used to be in that bitch every weekend. Right. But, nigga, I'm in there Friday night. This nigga called me like, Blood, where you at? Nigga, I'm like, nigga, I'm out. Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about? It's 10 o'clock on Friday night. Like, nigga, we doing this and this. Nigga, we hitting. You older than me, bro. I'm 24 at the time. This nigga talking about he writing on walls in the Crip neighborhood. Like, nah, bro. So a nigga tell me, nigga, don't say you getting money, nigga, because you ain't getting more money than me. I said, all right, I don't do that. I don't, you know, count other niggas' pockets, but for sure, I'll come holler at you tomorrow. So next day, nigga, one of my uncles, he was in a drug rehab, so they had, like, the Rehab Olympics, nigga. Like, at Compton College, nigga. I swear to God, bro. These niggas playing basketball and running track.
Running
nigga,
and
I
jumping.
Hey, no bullshit, bro.
A nigga, doing drugs won that shit. Yo, for sure. He hit a line and got up out of there.
Can I be me for a minute? Because there's no way I would have had a serious face. But hey, bro, hey, Tip, where did you come from?
Nigga, I went to the rehab. Me and my other uncle went to go support my uncle.
How Unc do?
Nigga, he killed my uncle, athlete.
Terrible because if I was in charge, I'd have been like, the Olympics would really look like the rehab. No. There would have been a fence. No. Y'all had a jump.
No, listen to what. Oh, you had the hood.
But see, like the hood Olympics, not the rehab.
Everybody wasn't from the hood.
Yeah,
see, you got rehab Olympics. The white people, you got people from all walks of life that do drugs.
No, if the opiate people want to run up with against the crackheads, let them.
That's what I'm saying. If somebody did a bump, if they fucked their rehab up, they're like, y'all, I'm going to win this shit, though. I'm faster than everybody. I ain't never seen nobody faster than crackhead.
But like everybody, you know, they give you that serenity prayer. Like, so that shit was kind of cool, bro. It was like a good experience. So, nigga, I leave that motherfucker. Nigga, I get to my car. Nigga, I go to the hood. Can't find him. Nigga, I go to the nigga mama house. Knock on the door. Like, what's up, my nigga? What's all that shit you had? Oh, man, blood, I was drunk last night. Woo, woo. So, I really lost respect for dude. So, then, fast forward a couple years. We cool. We got cool because, again, I don't talk to this nigga no more. But I'm also, now I'm going out of town. Like, I'm, in my mind, like, I'm way past this everyday shit, right? So, one day, so, you know, in the gang culture, we have hood days.
Yeah.
So, I'm from 9 Deuce. So, September 2nd is our hood day. So, nigga, I'm outside. It's a little nigga that say he little tiptoe. I'm like, nigga, what? So, instantly... Like, I'm like, nigga, go to the alley, nigga, let's get down. So one of my little homies, little Emac, like, nah, because he know what was about to happen. So he kind of like, nah, bro, y'all need to talk. So nigga, we had this meeting with the big homie, and we kind of patch our shit up. And then I find out my big homie sell guns and all type of shit. So, nigga, we cool for a little bit. And the little nigga... I take him under my wing, bro. I used to get this nigga money to go to school, all type of shit. But, you know, it didn't last because I didn't fuck with our big homie.
Right.
And then come to find out, nigga, I found this out recently. And I'm glad, nigga, something told me not to fuck with him. This nigga was wearing a wire, bro. Selling niggas guns and shit, nigga was wearing a wire. And I know this because, nigga, one of my homies I grew up with, nigga, he an attorney. He a defense attorney. Nigga, he called me like, he like, nigga, hey, nigga, you know they saying such and such about your name. Cause he just here to tiptoe. I'm like,
oh, but not you.
And I'm like, what you mean? He like, he tell me what's going on. I'm like, oh, I know who that is, nigga.
It ain't me.
Yeah, it ain't me.
That ain't me.
But by then, nigga, niggas don't fuck with him for the name. It was fuck, you know, I was a nigga.
He was holding on to that name. I was the face. You was helping him with the name.
Yeah, so. You know, again, stay away from big homies sometimes, nigga. I fuck with certain ones that, like, I got a homie, my nigga, I ain't gonna say his name, but he told me, bro, he said, nigga, you hang with me, you going to the penitentiary. This is what I do every day, nigga. Right. So he gave niggas a choice. I respected that. You know what I'm saying? I always looked at him in high. I still hold him in high regard because he did it how it's supposed to be done. Like, right. Look, this is what the fuck I do every day. This is what comes with it. If you want to hang with me, nigga, you're going to prison at some point, nigga. Unless you just lucky, nigga. Like, you're
unless
going to
you
prison.
Lucky or you tab.
Yeah. So
fact. And then that's really a choice. In some ways, people will be like, that's not a choice. It's like. That person, it's a choice. Because certain people is, yo, like you said, yo, go handle that for me. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Huh?
Or then they putting pressure on you like you a bitch or something because you don't want to throw your life away.
It's like, you do it.
And it's like, nah, nigga.
Then they give you the story. I did it mad times. Like, today.
You deal with PTSD?
Hell yeah. Bro, I go through so much shit, bro, in life, bro. Like, I had a long time where I had, like, wild, violent dreams, bro. Like, where, I'm asleep with a young lady, nigga, and I'm kicking her and hitting her and shit because I'm just tripping out. They got to kind of get me back, you know what I'm saying? So that, I have a very hard time trusting people. I don't like express myself. I'm not very transparent with my feelings, which in turn causes problems in my relationship. Yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I didn't grow up in a family where we discussed feelings, our feelings and shit, nigga. Like, I knew my mom loved me, but I don't remember her telling me that often.
Shame.
Same you know what shit. I'm saying? I don't remember my mom hugging me, but I knew I never questioned how much she loved me. So
I think that's like, just after like 4 or 5, right?
We never sat at the dinner table and was like, oh, how was your day? And how do you feel? And all that shit. Like, nigga, this real life shit going on.
I was about
on.
To say the same shit.
Nigga, stop crying, nigga. What's are you hurt? Are you sick? If not, nigga, get your ass outside, nigga.
Do you make that space for your son?
All the time. Hey, like, nigga, I let him cry. To a certain degree, like, are you physically hurt? Get it out. Outside of that, learn different ways to express your feelings. You have a safe space to talk. Because I got this, this 41 years, nigga, of...
You're 41?
Yeah, I'm 41. Man. I got this 41 years of living a certain way, so it's hard for me to come out of that because that's how I protect myself. You know what I'm saying? From the world, you don't let a nigga know what you don't let nobody know what you're thinking. So again, nigga, I have problems in my relationship because, like, nigga, I don't express myself, and I don't even do it on purpose. But it's like, one, why you bitching? Like, figure that shit out or don't, nigga. Protect your family from whatever's going on outside, nigga. Mm-hmm. So you don't got to speak on everything. But then the other reason is, like, I at times, nigga, I feel like motherfuckers going to use shit against
you. Yep.
Because they do.
Yep.
So, I deal with a lot of PTSD, man. Hearing certain sounds, seeing niggas pull up in cars and walking up and shit with hoodies on. Like, nigga, what you on, bro? Because, nigga, you get your shit split, homie, fast because I got to be more aggressive than you to save my life. Mm. And,
facts.
Part of it come from the boxing and shit too, but a nigga raise his voice at me, I take a step back. I'm out of range for you to punch me, nigga.
Yeah, you getting too...
And then I'm going to take an angle so I can hit you first, nigga. Like,
good at that shit.
Man, I got took off on... Bro, listen, it's a true story, nigga. I got took off on one time in my life and it never happened again. I was 8. My little brother was 3. He was playing T-ball at this park. Nigga, I was good in basketball. I'm playing against some niggas 12, 13. Dogging them. We finished playing. I'm walking away. These niggas follow me just like the movies, nigga. Nigga, like, 13-year-old nigga, the leader of the crew, nigga, like, hey, my dumb ass stopped thinking everybody my friend and shit. He like, nigga, come here. I'll go over there. Like, nigga, he go right to it. What would you do if I pushed you? I'm not going to push you back. Nigga, push me. Boom. I push him back. What would you do if I slapped you? Slap you back. Nigga, slap me. Boom. I slapped him back, though. His dumb ass let me slap him back. Nigga said, what would you do if I socked you? Before I could answer, nigga hit me in the nose. Boom. I said, oh, shit. You know, them nose hits. Nigga.
Them nose hits.
Nigga, that shit hurt so bad.
Stop the world.
Nigga, you can't see.
Eyes is blurry.
I'm like, hold on. Nigga, what just happened to me? Nigga?
Who hit me? Who hit me? I see you.
Nigga, I couldn't do nothing. Yeah. But he hit me, socked me one time, and I couldn't even. Nigga, he hit me so hard. I couldn't even do shit, so from that point on, bro, I got to get off first. So, I'm going to either walk away
I'ma get off.
Or I'm finding my angle.
Yeah.
Cause I'm putting you out, bro. Like, I don't have time to be playing with niggas. But which is why I avoid conflict these days, because now I got too much to lose, bro. I hit a nigga, he fall and hit his head.
So
I got a manslaughter case from some shit that wasn't even that serious. And I ain't doing it.
So like we always talk about tough love. I feel like all three of us grew up off of tough love in a way. But I always say the definition of love is not tough. It's soft. It's total opposite. So us getting taught in a manner of we got to be macho men, Randy Savage all day, and nobody can do this, instead of having conversations, and like you're saying, find another way. I mean, if you got to fight, you got to fight. Yeah. But there's also a step before that. You could be like, you know what? I know.
I'm out of here.
And I don't got to be pussy to be like, I'm out of here. I'm just cool. I'm just cool. I'm mentally unavailable for this whole shit right now.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm good. So, like, I think what's crazy, what brought my attention to it is when you said you're teaching your son other ways of showing his emotions and stuff, rather than just like, you know how we was taught.
Spaz out.
Yo, you know how we taught. Yo, if he do this, if you don't.
Yeah.
Hit him. Don't ask. My pops was, he didn't even teach me, but I. Like we said, I learned I'm more like him than I'm not. He's a punch you in your face first, ask you a question later.
Yeah.
Oh, my fault.
Yeah.
After you bleeding. Oh, my bad. My fault. You good?
Be enough.
Expect that. Yo, but it's like, nah. Instead of that, let me get two steps ahead of it. Like you said, yo, why you mad loud? All right, let me back up a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I just don't like this. And just for that, just like when I go to places that are always places that are packed, my first form of deflection, if I'm walking through, pardon me, boss. Could I?
Yeah, nope.
Excuse me.
That's what I was about to say.
Excuse me.
You control situations.
You control your own narrative.
And I teach my son certain things, but I teach him certain things directly, but I teach him a lot of shit indirectly. So directly, like, I've been training him in boxing since he was 3.
Mm-hmm.
10 now.
Yeah, it's tense.
It ain't a lot of niggas that he hit hard as shit because he hit me.
Yeah.
We spar and shit. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I teach him that part of it, but indirectly, when we're out, I treat everybody with respect.
Same
bro.
Respect, bro. You don't know who it is.
I speak to niggas. I ask people how they're doing. I hold doors for people. I give homeless motherfuckers money. And
you
shit.
Do everything
like,
you can.
Like he's that's all you he see knows. It. So
and that's fire. I didn't see none of that. I see my mom cursing out homeless people. Homeless person
not fuck going away from here. Yeah,
son, I remember to this day, my mom picked me up. It was third or fourth grade. She picked me up. We in the city. White man knocks on the window. Excuse me, miss. Could I have some money? She said, "You white, take a shower. You get any job you fucking want." Rolled the window right up.
Well, she's a genius.
Nothing is wrong. Listen, but at the same time,
I got my feelings about
you know what
that.
I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I agree. But having you don't have
gave,
you don't have to give
nothing.
Like my mom didn't have to give him anything for her not to say nothing to the nigga.
Right?
She might have helped.
She could have said, "God bless."
She could have not rolled the window down.
But if she didn't say, what if she changed his outlook on life?
His outlook
wasn't
going to
change. What if he went
and took a shower? He was in the Midwest.
What if he went off himself?
Like,
it can go either way.
Either way, the streets are clean.
But what I'm saying is, there's certain things that we're taught to directly go at the problem.
Yeah.
Like somebody say something smart to you, it's like, what the fuck you said? Instead of what you said, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm not even on that type of time. Yeah, and once you defuse somebody who thinks they macho and all this,
you really make them look crazy.
It's like, yo, bro, I'm not trying to even be that way. Why are you?
Man, you walk in the room like, hey, what's up, man? How y'all doing?
And then
niggas immediately is like,
I grew up my whole life watching
damn,
my pop
do that. I wanted to trip, but I can't.
I can't.
But even like with white people, bro, like a white person calling me a nigga doesn't upset me. Because you know what I do? I call them a nigga.
I don't slap.
No.
I got to put my hands on.
Nah, watch, bro. I'm telling you. Just for me, try.
Well, I don't ever want it to happen.
I mean, exactly.
Yeah,
But if it does, you know, the community my gym is in and
shit.
I'm around the motherfuckers and I'm out there running. These niggas is texting. So, I had a situation. This nigga texting, driving, almost hit me. Nigga, I slapped the shit out of the hood of his car. Like, pay attention, motherfucker. He like, you ain't even supposed to be over here, nigga. Nigga, I walk straight up to his car like, shut the fuck up, nigga. And he's like, Didn't know where to go from there.
Where do you go?
I disarmed him.
That's their biggest bomb.
Now you called him a nigga. Now he going through his hood like, I can say it now.
Yeah,
they
for sure.
They called him a nigga. I can say it.
Somebody else.
But the thing, that was his biggest threat to say to you.
Yeah, that's all he had.
That was, I'm going to say this, and I hope you freak out and But once you said it and you came in, what up, nigga? He's like this.
And came at him aggressive.
I have nothing else.
He drove his bitch ass
I thought this, they always taught him that this word, This is the word that will stop a black man in his tracks.
Nah, nigga, he
didn't even punch you because you said it. What up? Now what? You wanted to say, you wanted to get my attention, you got it.
Yeah, shut your bitch ass up, nigga. They like, whoa, all right. I'm not a nigga, you are. Like, yeah, nah, bitch. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, you learn how to
de-escalate.
You learn how to be tactical. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And let me shake this shit up.
How do you maneuver these streets now with all the history you have?
We need you in schools. Because this is a class that's taught.
That's what I try to do, bro.
They got
to
teach kids how to walk that. It's not all, you always don't got to be that bully.
But see, I coach boxing.
Talk about a little bit, but seeing you.
I coach boxing, so I'm able, I coach the kids, so I'm able to like really get them
the right thing with
you know, at transitional ages to be like, look, you don't have to do this shit, bro. You know that, right? Like, niggas still respect you if you don't sign up. So now, like, how I navigate, I mean, first and foremost, I used to carry a gun every day. Ask butter, niggas would tell you, niggas that know me back then, they know about the briefcase, nigga, in my car, nigga.
Briefcase.
You know
crazy.
About the briefcase, and you know what I'm saying?
Because he's going to handle business.
Yeah. You know about the briefcase. But
what was his name in the wire when he came up the street?
Brother Muzon?
Yeah, no, for sure. Nigga,
oh, you talking about Omar?
I was talking about Omar, but that made definitely sense.
Yeah, nah, I don't want to be Brother Muzon because Brother Muzon got bit. Omar had to put him down.
Omar come down the street. Omar coming.
But, you know, like, I don't go nowhere where I feel like I got to take a gun.
Gotcha.
Now, when I go record music, when I go to a studio, I got my shit on me because I ain't no sitting up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's depending on who I'm going to record with, too. But I just been seeing studios get robbed and all types of shit.
Yeah.
Niggas ain't as secure as I would be with mine. So
everybody think everybody they friend?
Yeah, so I got to protect my shit. But outside of that, I don't go nowhere where I feel like I need a gun. I also don't go places I don't need to be.
Mm.
Like, nigga, you will rarely hear me in Long Beach, nigga. Like, I don't have no business in Long Beach. I'm not stopping at certain gas stations.
Mm-hmm.
Not stopping on Crenshaw and Slauson, nigga. I don't give a fuck whose store was over there. I'm not going there, bro. Has nothing to do. All respect, I ain't tripping.
That's an adult.
It'd but that shit has nothing
nigga,
to do with it.
It'd be hard
me.
To get this nigga at trap karaoke.
But
yeah, I really don't come outside too much. In general, you know what I'm saying? But you know, I know how to move, bro. I'm very political. Niggas, you know, I laugh at the shit on the internet, you know, about checking in and shit. Hell yeah, I check in when I'm in a nigga's on a nigga's side. It ain't no bitch shit. Yeah. I'm letting you know I'm here. Yeah. So
many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
You can let me know, number one,
should I be over here?
If it's a war going on or what to look out for. Number two, nigga, if I do run into something, I'm just not calling you on no negative shit. Like, nigga, I'm around your way, bro. Just, you know, just a heads up. Because niggas do it all the time on my side. They come to my side trying to get some money or whatever, and then niggas, same nigga, you know, get him for his shit or whatever. Like, bro, you wouldn't have called me if it went right.
Yeah, you should
call. You want to call me?
Call me. I'm here on some positive shit. If something happens, you know this next call. Yeah. It could be positive.
Like,
I don't
want nothing from you, nigga, but tap in. Because
there's a difference between checking in and extorting.
So I could tell you.
Checking in is like, in a city, like checking the weather. Like, what's the weather going to be like in New York? It's like, when I come to L.A. or you go anywhere, I call who I know. Yo, I'm here. Just by me calling you or my cousin, I'd be like, yo, I just landed. Somebody could be like, yeah, Rogers checked in with me.
Yep.
Or niggas like, yo,
easy. You like, and somebody could flip it around and be like, oh, you checking? It's like, yo, bro, I just told him I landed. I'm going to come to the crib in a sec. Yeah,
especially out of state, out of town. Like, I'm checking in.
But my thing is, why do I want to travel somewhere where I do know somebody and I don't let them just think?
Yeah, that's just rude.
Positive or negative.
Yeah, that's just rude.
Yo, I'm here, bro. What's up? He you might have.
Find out on
yo, you
hit.
Yo, you know his mom's birthday. Pull up. I didn't know that, right. But I hit you up because I'm here. Now I do.
All right.
But on the other tip, it could be like, yo, bro, thank you for calling me. I got this shit going on. I know we used to go over there. Don't go over there right now.
It's hot right now.
Appreciate you, bro. But I'm going to still see you.
Save your life, nigga.
Right there and there.
I'll come to your hotel, nigga.
I'll pull up on you. Don't come my way. I'll pull up on you. And that's not the, oh, I had to call you because it's like, not. And maybe you can stick you what you want. But me, I'm looking out for myself.
You live long enough to think it. That's what I tell
you. It's a stigma on it, though, because a lot of these niggas, they claim hoods that they've never been to. And niggas is making them pay.
Extortion.
So that's they checking in. They getting extorted. Nigga, I'll never forget, bro. And see, like, I don't fuck with everybody. Like, I don't give a fuck if you a rapper, nigga. Like, but I remember my homies was fucking with YFN Lucci.
Mm.
Like, because my little homie, his cousin or something is related. It's YFN somebody. Something. So they was fucking with YFN Lucci. Lucci saying he from Atlanta, Inglewood families and all this shit. Thug too. Like, that's why it's going to make it weird.
Mm-hmm.
What you think Lucci did, though, when he first touched L.A.?
Rang that phone?
Nope. Nigga went to the Marathon store, nigga. He went to Nipsey store.
But he claiming.
Yeah, so the homies was mad, nigga. Like, but I'm like, that's y'all fault for fucking with this nigga. Niggas be on. You gotta know what you're dealing with. Niggas is on rapper time. They gonna fuck with the popular nigga.
Right. They don't care what set, nothing.
They don't subscribe to the same politics.
They don't. He can't. He told you he's coming from Atlanta. He's coming from wherever. He just want to get the feature. He just want to be
out. It's an institution. Like,
I'm a rapper first.
Right. Yeah, it's a business. Like, niggas will be like, oh, I don't like this. I don't like this nigga. But if it makes sense for the business, them niggas gonna sign the contract in the building. Same thing.
They're going to do it before they would do anything for you.
They ain't live for it, they ain't die for it, so it ain't.
It's different. It's a different attachment to it. It's cool for them because it's going to help
like
them
a
sell
nigga
records.
It's like a nigga sign a contract with Pepsi, and then when that contract over, he going to go sign a contract with Coca-Cola.
Yeah, you ain't got no loyalty to this
shit. No loyalty. It's like, oh, appreciate y'all like me. I fuck with my music. Oh, I got you in a little party. Cool, but I'm this first.
Yeah. Oh, you protecting
me? I'm using y'all.
Yeah, I'm using y'all. So look,
it look like I'm moving strong, you know what I'm saying? So,
but when the time is right, I'm out. When I go back to Atlanta, I'm not going to text you. I'm not going to call you. It's no checkups. It ain't none of that. And people take offense to that. And it's like when I first came back out here after I was here in high school, I moved back when I was like, well, I won't even say moving back. Like, I came back right after college just for like a year. And by that time, my boy like from Brooklyn, like, yo, bro, I'm out here and I'm getting money. My job was selling. But I got way more money after college,
after
I graduated, like elite, doing dumb shit after I got a degree, like whatever. But my man, like, yo, pull up, myself and brother I grew up with, like, I got this, everything going on. Go out there. I don't know the problems you had before I get there because you not telling me nothing. You telling me everything good. I didn't know that you met these LA dudes and you showing them the sauce about what you're doing. And you think they your friends, and they just want once they know
you,
the sauce,
they don't need you no more.
They want to know how come they going to the club and you spending 10, 15 every night, and you talking about, oh no, I'm just doing this, but come with me. They're like, nah, you only can take me to the club.
We want
to
do it too.
They only can take you only can take me to the club a matter so many times before. I'm like, nah, what is up?
Yeah, nigga.
So then that went from we had boiling crab, eating, just came back. You know, got some bread with joints. Everybody got their rollies. Ah, yeah. Nigga, this is Instagram post up. We have joints with us. We walk out. Four niggas, five niggas.
Yeah. I need all
like,
that
what
shit.
Up? But they not even, the crazy thing is, and that's why I kind of, I can attest to gangsters out here being like, they some have hearts.
Yeah.
Because they pulled up like, yo, it ain't even about y'all.
Yeah.
It's about him.
Yeah, we need this.
We want him. He violated us. We on, but if y'all step up, it'll be all y'all. Quickly, fast. And we like, this nigga runs to an alley, gets beat up. We can't even help him. He runs to a dead end. These niggas all got guns. One nigga just sits there like this while they just chase him.
Mop him up. Yeah.
I don't know this. Small world. I don't know. Nothing was going on. I don't know what happened. I happened to be in the studio. LA niggas. Nip. Nigga in there was one of the niggas that did the robbery. Small world, my best friend that I went to high school with happens to be this nigga's manager now. I don't know nothing. I'm just going to the studio. First night I meet T-Fly. I'm in a world that I'm just like, all right, cool. Nigga starts telling the story about how we got
to. Not even knowing it's not, you.
I'm in the room. It's only six of us in the room. He like, yo, Nick, you won't believe. These New York niggas came up here. I forgot the sauce now. Yeah, I ain't need them, Nick.
He put extras on the story,
He put
LA
extras
niggas.
On the story, but when I really think about it, I'm like, was it really extras? He like, yo, niggas try to give us some bad work. Shouldn't, mind you, the shit that he gave him, that line of work at that time is a hit or miss. It could go for you, it could not. But for them, they like, it gotta go. So they it like, gotta, no, it gotta go. Sure, yeah. Oh, no.
Or
you're responsible. Because we've been with you and we've seen you get this money. But
it's working for you, nigga. Why it ain't working for us?
But nigga. That nigga also is a fan of doing nasty work shit to niggas. So I don't know what the thing was. But the thing was, y'all ran up on it. He was like, yo, we ran up on niggas. Took everything. Took about 15,000, took a chain, took the Rolly. Why the chain and the Rolly fake? I'm just like in there like this. So after we had a discussion, we talked about, he like, yo, Rod, he like, yo, I didn't even know that. I had nothing. And good niggas. But he's like, yo, you not just gonna come over here and like we said, you gonna get buddy-buddy, not show niggas the sauce. They gonna figure it out and then they gonna get rid of you. Yeah. They don't need you no more.
What I always do, bruh, I check in.
But niggas don't know how to navigate the streets.
Facts.
They floss too much. So, me, when I was in the game, bro, nigga, I could have whatever at my crib, bro. But I'm going to tell a nigga, I'll meet you in 2 hours, bro. I got to go get it from somebody. Facts. So, you not even thinking I'm the nigga.
Right.
In the first place, nigga, I'll go do some other shit for two hours, nigga, and have you meet me somewhere else.
Right.
Again, just like everything else, control the situation. Because the minute you, oh, nigga, I got that shit at the crib. Where you think niggas is going?
Is that all you do, huh?
Yeah, bro.
What else you got up in
niggas
this? I knew the same situation, same type of program that was
running. The game.
Same niggas. They all moved into the same building, being buddy-buddy. Another New York nigga and an L.A. nigga. Niggas live right next to each other, getting money to each other every day. Until one day, nigga comes, they kick this nigga door down, take everything. It's your neighbor. It's your man. You can't do. It's like, yo,
niggas
bro,
don't give a fuck,
they don't
bro.
Care about nothing.
Especially if you're out of town.
And that's
shit.
It. Like,
be trying to tell
this is a hater-ass city, man.
I think every city like that, to be honest. And that's why I stay out the fucking way.
But historically, L.A. been like...
Because a lot of people come here to
niggas,
make it.
Niggas, it's Hollywood.
They want to be actors. They want to be... They're not coming...
People are coming to uplift the community.
They're not coming to meet best friends and family and all that, but they will embrace it just to get into that world. Everybody is 2 seconds away from a celebrity in L.A.
Yeah, for sure.
I know. My cousin was on this and that. And
like, he mentioned Game. And I say something else, but like Game's first cousin was my best friend in elementary school. So like Game's older sister used to buy me Jordans, nigga. Like she bought me the playoff eights.
Nigga, remember that.
And the white eights, nigga. Come on, bro. I remember all that shit. She bought me the motherfuckers. It's his Game's sister, nigga. So that's how close that shit be. But what I was going to say, this motherfucker got a reputation for that shit, bro. Go back to when All-Star Weekend was here in 04.
Oh, hurt.
Nigga, Mello and Braun got hit. Nigga, outside the House of Blues. Niggas booked Jazzy Faye at the Grand Lux. Like, this in Hollywood, Beverly Hills, so... Nigga, don't come
back.
Nowhere
House
else.
House of Blues is right on West Hollywood. Right on, what was that, Sunset, right?
Yep,
right
on
that
Sunset. Corner.
Yeah, nah.
It's not sweet. Don't come out here thinking, because the world thinks when you look at California, they only think L.A., Hollywood.
Yep.
And they see
Kardashian,
it on TV. So they think you could come out here and, Oh, it's everybody, and it's like, yo, what they're showing you is literally one block of what LA and everything really is. But of course, when you picture that on the camera, on the TV screen, it's like, what do we know? All we knew was, oh, LA, big lights, Hollywood sign.
As long as it wasn't the Boys in the Hood type shit, facts, you're good. But at the same time,
not knowing it, all of it, two blocks
man,
away.
Man, you got niggas. Bro, I know niggas that so go to the club, you know, on Tuesday, Thursday.
Supper club right on Tuesday. Yep. Book them up.
Playhouse, all that shit, bro. And niggas just see who doing what in the club. They go to the club for that.
Oh, that was my go-to.
And it's an easy lick, nigga, because you got cash on you. Exactly. And you got your jewels on. Nigga.
And you drunk. Take this shit. And you with two girls. You and you going to hop in that car. You stupid slipping out here. But out here, that's when people, these out-of-towners come. It's like, oh, this is vacation. Ain't nobody. We just did this. We just did that. And unlike New York, well, most of the time, New York niggas, when they rob you, they try to rob you right there. For what I take, LA niggas will watch you,
follow you
till you get to your house, stumble in your crib, getting out your car. Now yep. We got you perfect. Garage. We know you got something on you right now.
Ain't no witnessing this.
But ain't no, son, it's a plan. We know exactly what you're going to do. We might have known where you going 2 days ago.
Man. And then after COVID, you start seeing niggas getting robbed. Niggas eating lunch on Melrose and Rodeo. Niggas walking up like, I need that.
I was clapping. I was watching them videos on and they clapped.
It was that type of time. Yeah, please. And it was and a lot of it was no weapons included. Nah. Niggas ain't have nothing. It was just strong arm. Yo, what up? And that's
straight like that, man. But
so tip before I let you out of here, I want to talk about the good stuff.
Yep.
I want to talk about the positivity. You already talked to us about how you...
Yes, sir.
You talked about your entry into entrepreneurship, getting into the restaurant.
Yep.
Then there's music.
Yep.
Then there's where I met you.
Yep.
And that's in that boxing gym, Beasties.
Yes, sir.
In Manhattan Beach.
Beastie Gym.
Talk about that.
So, Beastie is special, man. It's... it's a nigga gym in a white neighborhood, just to be
real.
That's
the best way to describe it. It's a nigga gym. It's my favorite
like
gym.
Like, my homie, he and I used to train, bro, like crazy. Like, he's responsible for my fitness journey. Like, this nigga used to... He moved to L.A. from Georgia.
Yeah.
About 20 years ago, bro, and that's been my nigga since then. Like, you know, he used to box and act and shit. So, like, if you ever seen the movie Southpaw, he that first scene, the nigga fighting Jake Gyllenhaal, and he helped with the boxing choreography for the movie. Like, he had went to Olympic trials and all type of shit. Like, very talented boxer. He done sparred Roy Jones, Tarver, Victor Ortiz, et cetera, et cetera. So we had the boxing in common. We used to work out, nigga, like in his garage, in the parking lot of the Forum, in the park in my neighborhood, Darby Park, at his church. We had all these different spots long before there was a Beastie. I went to D.C. I was out there doing what I was doing. He was working at the gym where Beastie is now. It used to be another gym.
Mm-hmm.
That dude ended up leaving the state. And my man and another dude named Tommy took over the gym. After a while. Well, so I'll tell you why Beastie is special to me before I go into that story. So, when I left D.C., it was a lot of shit going on, bro. Like, a nigga that I was very close to tried to have me killed. It was just a lot of shit that I wasn't sure about. So, from me having this chip on my shoulder, I came home from D.C., and I ended up going to, like, Spokane, Washington, and doing a whole bunch of shit that I ain't even do. Like, man, I wasn't no pill-selling nigga. But I was up there doing that. I had a close call, so I'm like, I ain't doing this shit no more. The niggas was getting arrested. A lot of shit was happening, so I'm like, all right, let me chill. That turned into me walking away from the game. But I also didn't know the fuck I was going to do. I didn't have no plan. I paid my bills, nigga. I was selling my shoe collection.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I paid my bills for like a year. But by the time I had come back, my boy had Beastie open. This shit saved my life, bro. I'm telling you, I went to Beastie and I wrote a verse for 100 days. I didn't miss a day. I did that shit 100 days. So I'll tell you how it all ties in. So I got in the best shape of my life. I ended up dropping my first project. This is like the top of 2017. But I got all these verses, nigga. I'm rapping on Quiet Storm, Shook Ones, mm-hmm. and whatever popular beats at the time. I ain't hustling no more, so I don't have no money to promote my project.
Right.
So I'm like, all right, nigga, let me figure some shit out because I'm a hustler. So what I did from there, I started recording the verses that I wrote. Started putting them out. I started doing my own artwork, putting them shits out on SoundCloud every Tuesday. I had a routine. I'd sit in my car, rap a minute of it, because that's how long Instagram videos were back then. I rapped a minute of it. I post the artwork, rapped a minute, and then, you know, post the link and shit. Every time I got to 10, I made it a tape. Call that shit some more of it.
Gotcha.
So I did that shit for a year off of these verses that I wrote with this 100 days. So that was that. So that shit helped me, you know, promote my music, just the routine of that shit. But again, I'm in the best shape of my life. Fast forward to when COVID hit. Well, I'll go back a little bit. His first partner, Tommy, left. He got another partner, this girl he used to do skits with the acting and shit. COVID hit. She didn't want to be involved no more. She didn't think the gym was going to survive, in which it probably wasn't. But I remember one day I came in there, and mind you, not just for me, like that gym has been a safe space for a lot of youngsters. We got a lot of youngsters in college and shit that play sports, but when they come home, they in there instead of being in the streets because mm-hmm. a lot of niggas don't make it back to school when mm-hmm. they come home for Christmas or the summer. So my nigga had to release on. He was about to give it up. I'm like, nah, bro. I had some money at that time. Nigga, what you need? Boom. I want to be a part of this shit. So that's how I got involved to the level I am now. So in 2021, he went to go do a movie. He went to go do that Emancipation movie with Will
mm-hmm.
Smith.
Mm-hmm.
He was gone to Louisiana for about 9 months. So I had my chance to just run the motherfucker, just me. So that happened. Another thing that kept us afloat, one of my homegirls, she used to work for the Lakers. They seen how good a shape she was in. That was my first client ever as a trainer. They seen how good a shape she was in. So, like, KCP's wife, Markeith Morris, his wife, Trevor Ariza's wife.
Trevor, my God.
Yeah, that's my nigga. That's my nigga Goose,
I'll be busting his ass in ping pong all day. Oh, yeah. He's so mad at me.
Nah, that's my boy, my man. Like, I work with his son, all that.
Yeah, his son's OD. And I know.
Not the oldest one, the little one.
The oldest one is.
But the little one going to be the one.
Oh, though. I know.
Tristan.
The oldest one's good, too, but
Taj's the truth.
He got both sides because his Taj's younger sibling on his mother's side is my boy. He used to play for my team. That's his baby bone. That's his, his son.
Oh, they share
so
baby
bone. He played overseas. He played. Mm-hmm. So I knew about the kid, and then I met him playing ball, and I'm like, I was like, he is nice. Yeah, sick. He be killing out here. But, that's.
Yeah, he coming up, man. I love watching Taj. But, you know, all these Laker players' wives and shit mm-hmm. came. They used to be crazy at the gym, bro. Like, culling in. Nigga,
I can already imagine.
Urus, nigga, everything. Boy, it used to be crazy. Niggas used to be like, what the fuck y'all got going on up here?
Keeping these lights on.
All these girls, most of them was tall as a motherfucker, too. Like, so,
what's the plan? Yeah, what's the program?
What's the program?
Yeah, so that was a good time. And he went to go do the movie. And then, you know, we just been rocking, man. But unfortunately, he passed away 2 months ago,
yeah.
October 16th. So, you know, it's been a weird time, bro.
Where's the gym located?
Manhattan Beach. Okay. Sepulveda Marin. Yeah, come through, man. You know, I honestly, I don't know the future of it right now, but even if, you know, Beastie doesn't continue, like, I'm about to do some shit in Inglewood. That's my plan.
Listen, I met you today, and if you have a plan, and if you have something you want to do, let's talk about it. And if I can make a call and help, or if I can help,
oh, say less. We on there.
That's just what
type. Say less.
I'm the business brain of the podcast.
I'm all about the greater good.
Yeah,
I see a future and stuff, and I don't want to be off this earth, and I can't have no legacy of helping anybody. I don't care what it is. So
we'll talk.
Yeah,
say that.
Yeah. Already, no more. Listen, I'm already. You see, I ain't stopped these cameras. I'm cool.
I'm already.
And I know we have. I already know we got in common people that we know already. Yeah. So it's love. But I love
you
to see
when I land. That's the first place. I'm like, yo, whoa.
Yo, bro. Yeah.
What's your schedule?
Even like when you introduced me to Butter. When you was like, yo, y'all don't know your show? I was like, nah. And then we looked at it in like retrospect, and we were like, yo, you know.
And I'm like. Him and Butter didn't know each other. I was, that shit was nuts. I'm like, y'all being the same?
Because y'all be outside. I don't be outside.
Some outside nigga.
But also, the fact that you know, like, T.A.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's my nigga.
Because Al Harrington
is
my uncle. So him and Trevor is like this. So it's like, I've been around them for so long that it's like, it's all family, but. To say, like, I love helping. I love starting stuff new. I love being a part of the culture when it comes to that. And when it comes, I mean, I built a little gym in my backyard. So I just be,
I got some shit that I really have to do in my city. Because, you know, you got to think, bro, Inglewood is the city of champions. That's the name for it, right? But we got hip-hop artists, nigga. We got... nigga Tyra Banks from the Wood.
Fact. I remember playing y'all niggas in a closed gym.
What was Warren Campbell? Erica Campbell, nigga from Mary Mary from Inglewood, nigga.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah. Nigga, we got, if you niggas know about the Morningside Five, like, nigga, it was an ESPN documentary on my niggas. These is gangbanger hoopers, nigga. We got Paul Pierce,
Uncle Paulie.
We got Super Bowl champions, my nigga Lawrence Jackson, baseball players. Some of everything, bro. We ain't never had a boxing champion.
Mm. Bring one to home is fire.
Yeah,
got everybody with hands.
Yeah,
but we just never
outside of Rogers Park had a boxing program. That's where I started. But there's never been a boxing gym in Inglewood.
It's crazy.
So,
listen.
Same thing. Like I run marathons, nigga. I don't know no marathon runners.
This nigga ran from
my turf.
This nigga ran from L.A. to Vegas.
Yo, nigga, we ran through here.
What was you doing for what?
It's a race called the
Speed
Project.
I mean, how many miles is that?
We ran 340 miles.
And how long?
It took us 53 hours
straight.
Niggas left 4 o'clock Friday morning.
Was there any walking involved?
Yeah. I mean, it was.
That's a lot of fucking.
Yeah,
running.
No, it was. But the crazy shit is, nigga, we left Friday. I did the LA Marathon the Sunday before, so I did that in 1 week.
26 miles.
But it ain't no
26 miles.
But ain't nobody that run. I mean, especially, you know, in terms of being in the streets and shit, ain't them niggas doing. What I did, you know what I'm saying? So, or what I do. So, I gotta bring that gym to the city. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have to. It ain't even no question, nigga. Yeah. Whatever I gotta do. So, you know, that's the type of time I'm on in regards to the gym. But Beastie is a very special place, bro. It means a lot to a lot of people. You know, I got videos of my son and said son in there, 2, 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We buying and wrapping Christmas gifts on Sunday in that motherfucker to go deliver to families.
Yeah.
Like we did last year, you know what I'm saying? So it's I'm about community work and
they love you out there too. Like every time I'm in there, I see the same.
Yeah.
Like the white people, I see the same white people. I'm like, oh, they like it ain't no.
Nah.
We came in for 1 week. Every time I've been there, I see them.
And what they call me in there?
Tip.
I don't be in there like my name's Christopher. That's my government. Nigga, I'm me at all times. I got face tats, nigga. Like. I'm in that bitch, nigga. We playing. I don't really play my music in there because they don't need, you know what I'm saying? I keep that for me. They don't need to know that side of me. But, nigga, we play shit in there. You've been there. So, you know, it's like I said, it's very much a nigga gym.
Nigga gym
in the neighborhood.
In that white neighborhood.
In the beach.
I walked right around the corner and had breakfast. I
used to ride my bike. I used to ride my bike to Manhattan Beach from Arlington.
Okay, yeah.
So I used to ride every day. That's when J305.
That's when I used to be on the bike.
Yeah,
you know Man, come on.
Jay used to be at my crib.
Because
we was three blocks away from each other. So he ride his bike to my crib, and then from my crib, we ride to the beach every day.
I'll tell you some shit about him. Like, nigga, I didn't change his name in my phone to J305 till about 4 or 5 years ago. Because, nigga, used to be a VIP Records. Like, I don't know if y'all know about VIP Records. That's the store on Snoop Dogg's first video. He's standing on top of that motherfucker. That's the original location. But they had one in Inglewood.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I met him. He used to work there. Nigga, this 20 years ago.
Fact.
That's my nigga, bro.
That's really, like... Talking about cutting my eat with my moms, like
that's my nigga. Like
I'm telling you, we know a lot.
Yeah, so
that's more than that's I know it. But this is I could talk about this shit forever. It just brings me closer to people that we could pass each other on the street every day and not say a word to each other. Yeah. And we have a conversation and it's like, yo,
he went so many doors.
He went through so much shit, I went through so much shit, and it's like different but similar. I don't know all his stories, but I can like, I understand, though.
They said that they did the movie, they did the video game Grand Theft Auto. They said he's CJ.
Nah.
He's like this.
but I'll tell you this, bro. Like, this is some real shit. Like I said, my neighborhood and Nipsey neighborhood are oil and water, nigga. Like, when Nipsey passed and niggas was peace treating up, we wasn't over there, nigga. Like, it wasn't that type of time. But... What I will say is, when I first heard Nip's music, nigga, I used to try not to like this nigga, bro. Cause we talking about MySpace, bro. He used to have these pictures on MySpace, and he on Crenshaw and Slauson. I'm like, nigga, fuck that, nigga, bro. Like that's how I felt. But the more I listened to it, I'm like, damn, this nigga hard. Mm-hmm. Like, cause I ain't no hater.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, I don't give a fuck. If we don't get along, nigga. I'm gonna give it up, nigga. If that's what it is, so. He was putting that shit out. And then, that was the first Bullets Ain't Got No Name. So then the second one came out. I was dealing with this girl who, her brother was from 60s, nigga. She gave me the mixtape. And I played that shit. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm a fan. Because if you listen to Nip's story.
Who gave you the tape?
This girl I was dealing with, her brother was from 60s.
Okay.
And she gave me the mixtape. I said, oh, yeah, nah, this is hard. And this Bullets Ain't Got No Names Volume 2. So I've been locked in since then. But what I learned from his music, I'm like, damn, like, even though he from the other side, he's telling all of our story. If you from here and you came up in these streets, nigga, this is your story.
This for you.
And you a hater, bro, if you don't see that. Like, you too ignorant.
That's a fact.
Gone, bro, to not understand that. And, like shit like that, bro, has kind of bridged me into positivity. Bro,
right.
Because I don't have time for negative shit.
And that's the best place to have it.
Yeah, I'm trying to live, bro. I'm trying to, you know, enjoy life, bro, and enjoy kids, man. Like, I got my son. I got a stepdaughter. I got a daughter on the way that'll be here in March.
Yeah. So,
congrats.
You know, I'm trying to. One of my OGs told me the realest shit. Nigga that owned the barbershop I go to, he said, you've been a part of the problem a long time, nigga. It's time to be a part of the solution. And I never forgot that he said that.
And you doing it.
And that's how I live.
And tell these people how you try. Tell these people anything you got to plug just so that they can support so you can continue being part of the solution.
Man.
Where can they follow you at?
You can follow me on Instagram at StillTippin2, StillTippin, the number 2. I got a fitness page, City of Champs Fitness. Man, I got hella music and videos on YouTube and all the streaming platforms. Just search Inglewood Tip, Inglewood T-I-P. This is my brand, Broken Dangerous. I'm doing a rebrand of it right now, but you'll see that shit, man. Like, I'm around. I'm around, man. Niggas know me. Niggas know what I stand for. And I'm approachable. Man, just don't come with no bullshit.
But I just about to say, as long as you do it smart.
Yeah, come correct.
That was beautiful.
That's just,
I can't. Bro, you already know I appreciate you pulling up.
Appreciate you, man.
Anytime, man. I fuck with it, bro. Man. Thank y'all for coming back on.
This is
the intro. This is the first.
Yeah, because I already know. I got shit, man.
I already know.
My story, wow.
Listen, we got
I ain't even talk about basketball or boxing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We got time. You know that.
Or the music. I ain't really getting to none of that, but, you know. Next time, man.
Absolutely.
We're going to some other shit.
You know. Right, what you got?
So a lot of thoughts, so we should end this.
Yeah, save it, man. Save
and on
it,
man. That note, man, we will see y'all. I was about to say it in the movie, but
we'll see y'all when we see y'all.
We see y'all when we see y'all. Sure. Peace.
That smells Jones. It's the guys.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.